Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Toba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Today, we're coming from 1 Peter, and we're reading chapters 4 and 5 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. We give glory and honor to the Lord for allowing us to rise early this morning to give Him thanks. Amen. I found myself praying. As soon as I woke up, and before I even came to myself good, I was already praying. I was already talking to the Lord. I praise God for mornings like that. Amen. Before I've even gained consciousness, I'm already, amen, talking to the Lord. And I just praise God because we all have needs. We all have things, amen, that we want to accomplish. But all of us need to make sure that we're doing it according to our purpose. And I want my purpose in this earth to be fulfilled. I want my destiny to go forward, and I want to go forward with the power of God Almighty on my side and in my life and treading out new ground, amen, making new strides, amen, by the Spirit of God. That's what He wants to do in each and every one of our lives, because all of us were always intended, amen, to be in relationship with the God of the universe. Jesus came, amen, that we might have life, and that more abundantly. He came to heal our alienated relationship from the Father so that we can again be in the place that we were always intended, in relationship with the God of the universe. I thank the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. Glory to God. I thank Him this morning because He is great. And there's nothing more that can be said. He is great. He is faithful. He is true. He is love. Amen. And if somebody has given you a misinterpretation of who God is, God is love, and He loves all people all the time, no matter where they are, no matter what they've done. God still loves. If anybody has told you anything, amen, that is contrary to that statement, they are a liar. Amen. And the word of God, it is true. He is here for all of us. He came that all of us might have life and that more abundantly. He came, Jesus came that all of us, amen, be healed of our alienated relationship with God. All of us. None of us are exempt because of anything that we've ever done or ever said or ever witnessed. None of us were exempt. He came that we all might have life. Glory to God. This is the God, amen, that I have over and over introduced to you. This is the God, amen, that I've talked to you about, that I have screamed hallelujah to, hallelujah, because my hallelujah, my praise belongs to Him, because He is good and He is true and He is faithful and He is love. He is love. When you feel like you have not been loved by anyone, that you feel like you've been misunderstood and you've been rejected, and you feel like you've been invisible, but God sees you, and He knows you. The hairs on your head, they are numbered. He knows your name. He knows your address. He knows the proximity of where you are in your house or on your job or in your car or in your country or in your city, your state, wherever you are in your province. God knows where you are. And He knows how to bring you out. He knows how to comfort you and to give you peace. And that is what I'm praying for you today, that the peace of God overtake you right there where you are, that your opinion be changed because of the things that people have said, because of the way that they have portrayed godliness. You have been discouraged, but the Spirit of the Lord will come and encourage you and show you who He really is. Amen. People are weak and they make mistakes and they just don't stand in the way that they ought to stand. But God is always faithful, always faithful. People can't always be there for you. Even those that love you the most, they just can't always be there. We're in the flesh and we're weak. Amen. And this flesh is weak. And as much as we try and as much as we want to, we fail each other on a daily basis. But God never fails. Jesus never fails. He never fails. He never fails. No matter what you're facing today, no matter what it looks like, no matter what was said, no matter what was done, Jesus never fails. And he loves you with an everlasting love. And nothing you can do, say, or witness that you will have with him when you say yes to his will. Nothing can take it from you. Glory to God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, Lord God, for your spirit that abides within us. Thanking you, Lord God, for being present with us at all times, through all things, through every circumstance and everything that we've endured. Lord, some of us have endured pains that are unimaginable and that are so horrific that we don't even want to say it out loud. And they're ashamed and they're sorry and they're just tired, Lord God, and discouraged. Uplift, Lord God, every burden on today. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are the lifter of our heads. Lift up heavy heads on today, Lord God. Lift the burdens, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lift the spirits, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lift your people, Lord God, to a new level, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lift, Lord God. Lift, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, move right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, Lord God, all that are heavy laden and all that are heavy burdened, Lord God, all that have been endured, Lord, suffering like good children, lift, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lift them on today, Lord God. Give them on from your spirit, Lord God. Give forth a refreshing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, the refreshing will ignite their spirits and change the atmosphere all around them. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, all around us, Father. In the name of Jesus, move, oh God, and help us, Lord, to be servants after your heart, even as David was. So shall we be in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. I thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, as we go forth in your word today, please, Lord God, strengthen us and keep us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to apply, Lord God, the standards of holiness, the standards of righteousness. Help us to apply your love, Lord God, and not to add fleshly evils in the world's interpretation of what love is. But, Lord, let us abide by your standard and yours alone, Father, because in it is life. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, move in us, Lord. Oh, my God, Lord, open us up, Lord God, today to knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, Lord God. Give us revelations, Lord, directly from your throne. Those things that have been perplexing to us, open it up wide to us and allow us to clearly see, Lord God, these things, Lord God, that we've had questions about. About our lives, about our ministries, about our walk with you, about our relationships. Father, open it up wide, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Full disclosure, Lord, and exposure right now in the name of Jesus. Move, Lord. Give us understanding as we walk, Lord. Give us understanding as we read. Give us understanding, Lord God, as we apply the principles of godliness, the principles of truth, the principles of love. Lord God, give us full understanding, clear understanding, without a doubt. I know this without any doubt in my mind kind of understanding. Father, in the name of Jesus, and not only give us that, but Lord, show us how to demonstrate everything that we are learning by yours. Oh, Lord God, put demonstration in us, Lord, by your spirit. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, Lord God, send forth your healing virtue right now throughout, Lord God, the airwaves, throughout the atmospheres, Lord God, against every ancient evil that has come against our purpose and our destiny. God, rebuke you, Satan. You cannot stay because the Spirit of the Lord is here and burning up everything that is not like him. And we give him glory. Thank you, Jesus, for your power and your might. For your reign in our lives. Thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. We're coming from 1 Peter chapters 4 and 5 today from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. And we give glory and honor to the God of our salvation, the God of all truth. We give him glory and honor today because he is honorable, hallelujah, and worthy of every praise, of every accolade, of every uplifted sound that can come forth from our being. He is worthy of that and so much more. To God be the glory today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 1 Peter chapters 4 and 5. Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves all with a mind. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lust of men, but for the will of God. For we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lewdness, lust, drunkenness, revelries, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. In regard to these, they think it strange that you do not run with them in the same flood of dissipation, speaking evil of you. They will give an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this reason, the gospel was preached also to those who are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the spirit. But in the end of all, but the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers, and above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you, but rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's suffering, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part he is blasphemed, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or as a busybody in other people's matters. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? Now, if the righteous one is scarcely saved, where will the ungodly and the sinner appear? Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to him in good, in doing good, as to a faithful creator. The elders who are among you, I exhort, I who am a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed, shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly, nor as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you, be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares. Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. By Silvanus, our faithful brother, as I consider him, I have written to you briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God in which you stand. She who is in Babylon, elect together with you, greets you, and so does Mark, my son. Greet one another with a kiss of love. Peace. I have read and you have heard from 1 Peter chapters 4 and 5 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. God keep you. God keep you. And God anoint you in Jesus' name. I hope and I do pray that you will continue to join me in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen.